Number 16. It is so all-encompassing, so deeply beautiful. We're going to work upon it in 2 months. We're going to split it in half. So I'm going to take just the beginning of it. Attain utmost emptiness. Abide in steadfast stillness. We're going to leave it right there for now. It's a very important insight that Lhotse gives us. What is emptiness? What is he talking about? You see, most people want to be praised. Praised for their accomplishments. They want to be acknowledged and revered, respected. Beyond how they respect and revere themselves. Because most people can only love themselves in accordance with how other people treat them. We do not live in emptiness. We are imprisoned by attachments. The attachments of recognition, approval, disapproval. In the long run, this does nothing but hurt us, cause us mental illness, which many people suffer from. I want you to listen to the teachings here. The mighty way is easy and underfoot all the time, Lhotse says. But people prefer their little paths. Yes, we prefer the pettiness of the little path. We want credit for everything we do. We want recognition for the sake of aggrandizing the part of us that is so very ill. We live in the unrequited. This unrequited is a very difficult thing for people to live with, unacknowledged. I find it in my own work all the time. Even if we're given credit for something we do, we have to realize that we didn't do it entirely upon our own. Events and conditions and circumstances were right for certain things to happen. And our actions actually were merely contributions to that. And while that is noble and honorable, to do anything for the sake of wanting to change the way we, quote-unquote, feel about ourselves puts us in the unrequited. You will never, never gain all of the love, respect, all of the accolades that you think you may deserve. None of us do. And those who get them, they are very ill people. It doesn't change them at all. No matter how you thank a person, no matter how you show them love and respect, it's never enough. Because the problem is within us. Listen to what Lhotse says in the Tao. The sage knows himself, but makes no show of himself. He loves himself, but does not exalt himself. He prefers what is within to what is without. He prefers what is within rather than what is without. Think about it. What do you prefer? You see, when we live in the unrequited, when there just isn't enough love in our life for there to be anything other than hearing our own self-degradation in our minds, in our emotions, people will blame that on their parents. Then in this unrequited state, we remain terribly unsatisfied. What am I trying to do with my life? Am I here as a slave to my ego, which wants nothing but adoration, respect? Day in and day out, I do session work with people, trying to help them understand the value of emptiness, the utmost emptiness. To attain it is a realization that no matter what we do in this world, it is going to pass away. It is going to be forgotten. We have to begin to understand we are here to not acquiesce to the ego or the assumptions that we have about what is right or good. I'm not here to feel good about our accomplishments. We are not here to be imprisoned by recognition, approval, and disapproval. We are accustomed to thinking that when things happen, they are our accomplishments. We did it. We don't understand. Some of our accomplishments are karma. Some of them are consequence. Rather than taking it to the human heart, rather than to accept credit that we think will make us feel better about ourselves, why not attain and abide in the steadfast stillness of the authentic heart? When we are wanting acknowledgement for our accomplishments, we can see we did nothing from the heart. We did everything from the ego. Actually, in truth, there is no such thing as the human heart. The human heart is nothing more than my ego, my Gregory Edward. The object of the effort of attaining to emptiness is rather than accept credit for what we have done, why not sit in the silence? Why not quiet down a little bit and see the workings of heaven upon earth? Abide in the steadfast stillness rather than ambition and pride. When stillness replaces my pride, my vanity, my unrequited, that is when something amazing has happened. This is why Lhotse says, seeing the emptiness of things is the most important. It can help us cultivate stillness and inner peace. A peace that is beyond the precepts, concepts, laws of the human mind. The mind is a law unto itself, and it's ruthless, it's severe. Our severity keeps us from understanding the power and the presence of a steadfast stillness within us. When we have this, we are no longer laboring in the whole idea of our aggressions, our DNA. We don't call forth our DNA. I was working with a couple recently, and I asked them what kept them together. They do nothing but argue and fight. She looked at him and said, "He's not the man I used to marry. I used to marry this man and live with him every day, almost as a privilege. But he lost something." And I said, "What has he lost?" "His ambition, his aggression," she said. "I used to admire how, well, ruthless," she said, "he was." They have a lovely home here. And she said, "This was all of his making, and I backed him. But now, she said, "after finding you," meaning me, "he doesn't seek that anymore." I asked him, "What do you seek?" He used the word, and listen to me, it's precious. Modesty. Humility. She looked at him and said, "I don't know if I can love a man who's modest and humble." I understand both sides. And I'm sure you do too, and I'm not going to get into it any further than this, but you can understand. To cultivate stillness and peace brings about a new mind, a no mind. If you know how to keep still in a crazy world like we live in now, if you know how, you will be drawn to the manner of the way. If not, you will fall into all sorts of unnecessary trouble. You will never feel requited. You will feel unrequited all the time. Never enough. Never enough. Never enough. The most dangerous thing that happens to people is that they lose their way. They don't find their way to the manner of love. It's all about love. And when we realize this, typically it's too late. In losing the way, we lose our authentic self. We lose the gravitas of our life. This is very important for you to understand. To attain uppermost emptiness, meaning we no longer fight and struggle for the things that most people fight and struggle for. We abide, we live in a steadfast stillness. This stillness is a goodness, a mercy. And that's what it's all about, a profound sense of mercy. Chuang Tzu was a very amazing man. I have many of his teachings. I have collected them over the years. He was Lao Tzu's prize student, and is responsible for carrying out much of the Tao. Chuang Tzu told the story about two people. two men who lost their sheep. One of them got very depressed and lost himself in drinking, food, gambling, sex. He did this to try to forget the unrequited in him, the misfortune that he suffered. The other man was a little more intelligent. He decided it would be an excellent time for him to study the classics, to quietly observe the subtleness of nature and how nature worked. Both of these men experienced the same misfortune, but one man lost himself because he was lost in the attachment of the unrequited. He wanted to be important, significant. But he could find no significance within himself. So he experienced the loss of a sheep as a great and demeaning factor in his life. He suffered uselessly in the folderol of his fears. While the other, well, he used his time more intelligently. He was able to get beyond the idea of gain and loss. And this is the utmost emptiness, to get beyond the unrequited in a steadfast stillness that you abide in, where gain and loss simply do not matter. What matters is the accomplishment of the uppermost emptiness, as the Buddha put it, to want nothing with all of our heart. The authentic spiritual path, it is not about memorizing philosophy. It is not about being better than. The mighty way, as Lao Tzu said, is easy and underfoot. It is there all the time. But people do prefer their little paths, paths that do not lead them to any kind of real accomplishment. A real accomplishment is what you can take with you through death, not what you and I may think of as accomplishments of earthly qualities. If you know yourself, if you know why you're here, if you are not chasing after the unrequited, thinking that you should be, after all of your work, be acknowledged as important, if your contributions to this world are not recognized, then such is the way. It is all right. Do you acknowledge it? Do you find these accomplishments? Do you feel their presence in your life? That's all that really matters. The rest, well, it's icing on the cake if you want to look at it that way. Remember, nobody likes you anyway, no matter what you do. And no good deed goes unpunished in this world. Good does not last long here. This is the way. No, Lao Tzu's right. The happy person is not happy. The significant person, that's something different. He prefers what is within to what is without. I want to meditate with you. This was a very important discourse, and it is just the beginning of 16. Let's be together. See the futility of trying to please everybody, to be important. Feel the presence that lives within you, the virtue, the goodness, and seek that goodness as yourself.